Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowanda Ironman head football coach Corey James. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Ironman. Not only you picked up your sixth victory of the year, but you end the season on a high note and finished third in district play.
I appreciate it, Hoop. It was a nice way to end the regular season with a with a win to finish third in the district. It's not really where we set our goals at the first of the year, but we kind of struggled there for midway through the year, but finished strong to get that third spot.
I thought, in that game, started out with an opening kickoff return, and T.J. Donaldson, is a young man that not only had a kickoff return, he had a fumble return for a touchdown, and when he had the ball on the offensive side, I thought he did pretty good.
Yeah, he played pretty well on Friday night. He got started with that kickoff return, then got one a couple series later on defense with a fumble return. Outside of that fumble on offense, I thought he played offense pretty well in that first half. So, I thought first quarter we came out in all facets of the game and really controlled it, jumped on him quick. Even in the second quarter, I thought we played well. We had two completely stupid penalties that took back, scoring drives on us, two touchdowns called back on the, some dumb penalties. We had a couple of turnovers that really cost us two in that second quarter, and in the second half we were able to clean some of that stuff up and really put some distance between us and Oklahoma Union.
As you now move into postseason play, that's one thing I know you're going to have to preach to the kiddos is not turn the ball over and not make stupid penalties.
It's crucial. We've been talking about it all week long so far. Those turnovers and those penalties, they magnitude in the playoffs quite a bit. Sometimes it's costly to have a turnover, especially in the red zone when you're marching down the field. It's a complete momentum changer, and we got to continue to fight that. And I thought in the last few weeks we've been better in penalties. Friday night we went right back to where we were. It's just, it's a lot of mental mistakes, a lot of, it's just foolish penalties, and it cost us at times.
Now the focus comes to this Friday night as you travel to Tulsa to take on Holland Hall, the Dutch. Been an independent for a long time now in its first year in the OSSAA. They're like you, 6-4 overall, but just looking at some of the stats they have, they kind of have a balanced offense. They'll run in the ball and then they'll also throw the pass. What will your defense do to stop all that?
Yeah, Holland Hall, when you look at them on paper, they do not jump off at you. They don't look really impressive. And then as soon as you turn on game film, they show how great coach they are. The fundamentals are excellent. Their technique is excellent. They fly around. They hustle. They're relentless to the ball on defense. They make very little mistakes on offense. So it's going to take a clean, near-perfect game for us on Friday to come out victorious. They are balanced on offense, run-pass. They remind us a lot of Wyandotte. They like to use the quarterback in the run game as well. So we're going to have to be, a disciplined again on defense, assignment sound. We can't get our eyes in the backfield in the secondary. And play a flawless game. That's what we need to do. It's playoff time, so everybody's good. So we can't make our mistakes to cost us in the end.
What are they? What is Holland Hall like defensively? Have you had the opportunity to see them defensively?
Oh yeah, they're not real big up front, but they're very athletic. They're quick off the ball. They use their hands well on the D line. Just relentless to the football. They refuse to be blocked. So our guys up front don't have to stay on their blocks a little longer this week to create some holes for our tailbacks. And not only that, to give Cody some time to throw the ball downfield. There's some plays to be made. We just got to be able to make them when the time is called.
The seniors for Nowanda, they've been in this situation before 2 years ago when they went all the way to the state championship, and certainly their leadership and then passing along to the underclassmen, certainly going to be the factor heading to Friday night's game.
Yeah, we're going to lean on those senior shoulders on Friday night, especially. You know, it's not always going to go smoothly for us. Holland Hall is a great team, so they're going to get their plays. We'll have some things don't go our way, and we're going to have to call upon those seniors to pull some of those younger guys out of some situations that might pull their heads down, and because they've been through it, like you said, they've been through the highest of highs. 14-1, getting to the state championship game. And they're also part of the disappointing year last year in the playoffs when we lost in the first round against Colcord. So we addressed the issue, and they know what's at stake, and they're anxious to get out there. We got a lot of work to do this week to get ready, prepared, and ready to go for Friday night. But they're ready for Friday night to get here so we can get on the field. And, there's a lot of people in 2A that's doubting this team and think it was a one-year fluke. 2 years ago, and they're ready to prove some doubters wrong.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Ironmen this Friday against Holland Hall.
I appreciate it, Hoop.